This is Roro's Rantings with Israel activist and advocate Rolene Marks.
Good afternoon, Rolene Marks. How are you?
Good, and you? A lot to report this afternoon. We do have the absolute latest number of rockets that have been fired from Gaza into Israel over the last 24 hours. The sum total at the moment is 460 rockets. It is the most dense. It is the largest number of rockets ever launched within 24 hours from Gaza to the state of Israel. 190 were hit by Iron Dome, which brings me to a very, very important point. And Kath, you were, and I were discussing it off air about speculation and what we report via social media. Some of you may have noticed that the IDF is not reporting exactly which communities are being hit. This is for a very specific reason. Hamas have changed their tactics. They are trying to spread their firing load as far as possible so that they are not intercepted by the Iron Dome. This is a reason why we are not getting reports from the IDF as to where rockets are striking or where they are hitting, because we don't want to give them any extra intelligence to change their tactics. Another point that I also must reiterate, I noticed on social media over the last day or two, people speculating which units were going into Gaza during the covert operation, whether or not there would be boots on the ground. And I really, for the sake and the safety of our soldiers and for the delicate nature of this kind of conflict, that I ask listeners, please, to check if it's not something that has come from the IDF themselves or the foreign ministry. Please don't speculate or report on this. There are very, very delicate moving parts to this. And this afternoon, a lot of confusion. Is there a ceasefire? Isn't there a ceasefire? What's the situation? So the situation is as follows. It was rumored that we would have a ceasefire from 3:30, agreed to by all Gaza factions. No less than 3 minutes after 3:30, we heard reports of sirens in and around Ashkelon and the south as well. Now, Gaza factions have denied that they agreed to a ceasefire. At the moment, we have Egypt and representatives from the EU trying to broker a ceasefire. In the meantime, the Security Cabinet, Israel's Security Cabinet, has met, and they have instructed the IDF to continue Gaza strikes as necessary. They have said that they've been given the green light by Prime Minister Netanyahu and his ministers to continue as necessary. We don't have any confirmed reports of any final ceasefire has been agreed to. It could be imminent, but this is the situation where we stand at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely terrifying, Rolene. Absolutely terrifying. So here's a question. Do you think that there is a likely chance that that there might be a ground incursion into Gaza?
Well, this is certainly being debated. I don't think either side really wants to get to a situation where we do have boots on the ground, where we do have both civilians from both sides being endangered, and what boots on the ground actually means. From Hamas's perspective, and they have been condemned by the whole global community for this flare-up, including Scandinavian countries. The only country that hasn't condemned them and has rather appealed to both sides is Russia, but all countries roundly condemning Hamas for this flare-up. So they know that they will be blamed for this. Also, they know that they are putting their civilians in extreme danger. Now, we are well acquainted with Hamas and how they treat their civilians, and they will want to use their civilian population as human shields. it's because it garners world sympathy. Israel on our side, we don't want another conflagration. We don't want another wartime scenario. Also, boots on the ground means that we lose the lives of our soldiers, and we don't want that. We're hoping to give them as hard a smack as possible and contain the situation as quickly as possible. We do need a guaranteed calm from Hamas and factions on their side. This is not what we are getting, and until we get that, we reserve the right to strike and strike hard. And of course, there's a lot of discussion inside Israel. You know, enough is enough. Israel should go in and finish the job. You know, whatever finish the job may mean. That, you know, as I've said, there's a lot of layers to this, a lot of moving parts. Yesterday, we had the discussion about our humanitarian role in this. Israel is still allowing in shipments of fuel and humanitarian aid into the Gaza Strip through our COGAT units, while these strikes are continuing.
Sure. No, sorry. I'm stunned by what's going on. I've got a weird question for you, and I don't know why this is in my mind. The population in Israel, I'm thinking of Holocaust survivors. I'm thinking of traumatized people. I'm thinking
aged.
Of the
aged.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking
People in wheelchairs, people who can't get to a bomb shelter quickly. That's a great question, Tom.
It is a great question, and it's always a concern, and this is why our Pikud, our OF, our Home Front Command do everything they can in their power to ensure that everybody is as equipped and everybody knows what to do in a situation like this. It has been an issue over last years or last conflagrations when we have had to run for shelters. Can we get the elderly and can we get our people in wheelchairs and people who are the most vulnerable to shelters on time? And it's a real, real concern for us. This is why very often when we have these kind of escalations, we will be given the command from home front to stay by the shelters or in the shelters. And I think this allows for our truly most vulnerable the opportunity to get to those shelters on time. And, you know, for people in older buildings whose shelter may be, you know, in the basement or on the ground floor, very often they have to get into the stairwells. Israelis, we are an extraordinary nation. We do whatever we can to help each other out. I know that there's a lot of discussion from people in the center and in the north starting to offer or starting to discuss whether or not we can bring kids from the south up to safety in our homes. The city that I'm in, Modi'in, is a shelter city. We've been instructed to open all municipal shelters, open doors for anybody who may need to seek shelter. So, you know, we always have these preparations and these scenarios at the back of our minds as well.
Rolene Marks, that's where we leave it this evening. Thank you very, very much for your time and your opinion, your qualified opinion. And we will catch up with you tomorrow. Thank you and God bless. Stay safe. That's Rolene Marks with Roro's Rantings.